This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to drop in the U.S., including Arizona. But top health officials say vaccination and boosters will be critical to keep that momentum going. Megan Ranney is an associate dean of public health at Brown University. She says a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine might be recommended this fall.
Many of us expect that in the years to come, we will have yearly doses of COVID vaccine the same way that we do for the flu vaccine.
Countries like Israel and Sweden are already offering a fourth shot of the COVID-19 vaccine for older adults. In the U.S., the CDC has no recommendations on fourth doses for the general public, but their updated guidelines suggest it's a good idea for some who have weakened immune systems. Right now, about 65% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. 28% have gotten a booster, but the pace of the vaccinations is the slowest it's ever been. Health officials say there needs to be a continued focus on raising those numbers. President Joe Biden gives his State of the Union address next Tuesday, and ahead of that, Arizona lawmakers are laying out their hopes for the future of healthcare. President Biden has made lowering prescription drug costs and affordable healthcare a top priority and is part of his proposed Build Back Better Act. But at a press conference Wednesday, Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego said there is more that can be done.
I mean, it's ridiculous that we are the richest country in the world, and there are people that are rationing their insulin, right? There are people that are trying to decide between getting their prescription or paying the rent or mortgage.
The Build Back Better Act would provide a $35 cap on the cost of insulin per vial and a $20,000 cap for seniors on Medicare per year. The legislation passed the U.S. House last November but has not been taken up in the Senate. Gallego says bringing down drug costs and making healthcare more affordable ultimately makes Arizona a healthier state. The Arizona House has given initial approval to a Republican-backed bill that boosts the rights of parents to know what is happening with their children in schools and allows them to push for penalties for teachers. The penalty provisions in the broad expansion of the state's Parents' Bill of Rights, debated Tuesday, could lead to fines, suspensions, or dismissal of teachers. It also allows parents to sue if they're not satisfied with how the school handled their complaint. Phoenix Republican Representative Steve Kasier is sponsoring the bill. He says it's needed because teachers are keeping information from parents. Democrats called it unneeded legislation that puts parents and teachers in an adversarial relationship when they should be working together. On Monday, NASCAR made its presence felt in the Valley as it teamed up with the Black History Mural Project. The group unveiled a new design of a mural depicting Wendell Scott, the first African American to win a race in the Grand National Series, which was NASCAR's highest level at the time. The painting shares a wall with the mural of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Scott was a trailblazer in the sport and helped pave the way for future Black drivers. We had help today from Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Talia Lopez.